This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why CVO influencers fail at communication. Does your CVO actually have something to say? What happened? Corporate leaders are abandoning the boardroom-only playbook and planting their flags on social media, podcasts, and live streams. The shift is driven by one hard reality: consumers trust faces more than logos. Companies have decided that putting their CVO front and center is now a competitive strategy, not just a PR exercise. The communication angle. Here is the question worth asking: when a CVO becomes an influencer, are they communicating or just performing? The distinction matters enormously. Most CEOs who jump onto social media make the same mistake. They hire a content team, polish everything to a mirror shine, and then wonder why nobody cares. The answer is simple. People can smell a script. The second your audience detect that you're managing them instead of talking to them, you lose the thing you were chasing in the first place: trust. The CVOs who actually win on these platforms do something counterintuitive. They narrow their message instead of broadening it. They pick one or two ideas they genuinely believe in, and they hammer those ideas repeatedly, in different formats, with real conviction. Think of it as staking a position rather than running an advertisement. Audiences follow people who stand for something specific. They ignore people who stand for innovation and excellence and other words that mean nothing. There is also the question of medium. A CEO who is sharp and credible in a long-form podcast interview might be wooden and lifeless in a 60-second video. The mistake is assuming all platforms are equal. They are not. Each platform has its own rhythm and its own tolerance for formality. LinkedIn rewards substance and professional confidence. Short-form video rewards personality and brevity. A CVO needs to find the format that matches their natural communication style, then dominate that one format before expanding. Spreading thin across every platform is a guaranteed path to being forgettable everywhere. The final piece is consistency. One viral moment does not build a brand. What builds a brand is showing up with the same voice, the same values, and the same level of directness week after week. The audience needs to know what they're going to get from you before they will invest in following you. That predictability is not boring. It is the foundation of authority. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on owning your voice in high-stakes situations gives you a framework for identifying your core message and stripping away everything that dilutes it. Because most people, including CVOs with media coaches and PR teams, are saying too much and meaning too little. Fewer words, sharper point, bigger impact. That is the whole game. The takeaway. Before your CVO or you, if you're the face of your brand, post anything publicly, answer this one question in writing: what is the single idea I want this audience to associate with me 6 months from now? Every piece of content you create should be a brick in that one wall. If a post does not support that idea, cut it. Consistency of message is not a content strategy. It is a trust strategy. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.